This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The summer home buying season is well underway, and those in the business hope it's a turning point for the local real estate market. GLT's Ryan Denham talked to buyers, sellers, realtors, and loan officers to get a checkup on the housing market. They say there are signs a cloud of uncertainty hanging over the market is starting to lift.
You know what's not good for a real estate market? A ton of uncertainty about the market's biggest employer. That was the story during the first 6 months of 2018, as rumors swirled about State Farm and its plans to shed or relocate hundreds of Bloomington Normal employees. Bloomington Normal Association of Realtors President John Armstrong says 2018 got off to a slow start.
One of the biggest reasons was we had a little bit of unrest in the community. Is my job safe? You know, I don't really want to be making this move, not knowing what my future is. And I think a lot of people kind of sat on the fence for the first 6 months of the year. A lot of these folks were notified that they're safe towards the end of June.
Uncertainty surrounding State Farm was one of the biggest pressures on the Twin City housing market during the first half of the year. Sales are down 10% through May, and average prices are down 2% too, according to the Association of Realtors. While cheaper homes are selling fast to first-time buyers, those in the industry say the market is soft in the higher price ranges, above $250,000. Prices are dropping on those more expensive homes. New construction has largely dried up. Keith Thompson is a senior loan officer at MSI in Bloomington.
We used to be in this thing we called the bubble because we had State Farm and ISU and Mitsubishi, and you know, we had great employers that kept the market rolling, and State Farm being of course by far the major one. We were always in that bubble that things were going well no matter what, and that's just not the case at the moment.
Realtor John Armstrong agrees.
We're all hearing stories about, you know, I heard this person who bought a house for $650,000 and now they're selling it for $550,000 4 years later. Those stories are out there. Those are true stories that happens, and you can find that information out on Zillow. And you know, when you look at the upper end of our market, chances are they probably didn't go up in value if they were purchased in the last 10 years. And the upper end definitely has taken a hit, and that's because we don't have the jobs in Bloomington Normal to support that upper end of the market. I mean, so the prices have kind of, I like to say they've corrected. They've gone down to what's affordable for a person. They've corrected themselves.
Last year was a bit of a different story. That's when the average price of an existing home sold in the Bloomington Normal market rose 4% to $168,000. This year, average prices are down slightly, around $163,000. 2017's rising prices were unusual and were not likely to continue this year. That's according to Mike Doherty, an Illinois Farm Bureau economist who's studied the local economy.
And I'm skeptical because of seeing the decline in the labor force numbers. We just, you know, we've got fewer people in the labor force, and our employment numbers are not bouncing back to higher levels. So it's kind of hard to imagine where would future gains in those housing prices come from.
That said, Doherty doubted that State Farm's job cuts would have a significant negative impact on the overall housing market. He spoke to GLT's Charlie Schlenker this spring.
I would think it would soften it just a little bit, but you know, the net change in jobs is in the hundreds, so a pretty small percentage of our total labor force. We've got 90,000 people working here in Bloomington Normal.
State Farm uncertainty has lessened in recent weeks, Armstrong says, noting a period in late June when a lot of people found out their jobs were safe or not. During a three-week stretch from June 20th to July 11th, Armstrong says 199 homes were sold. It's a significant increase from the 162 sold during that same period last year.
What we're seeing is the median price of a house that's sold since that June 20th date has been $230,000, which is significantly higher than the median price really is in Bloomington Normal. So it's a different type of buyer, and it's that buyer that says, I'm safe now.
Armstrong says there are also rumblings that State Farm's job cuts won't be as deep as initially expected. Indeed, State Farm confirmed in late June that its overall IT job cuts company-wide would be fewer than the 500 figure that was announced in March. Location-specific numbers are not available. On the lower end of the housing market, things are moving fast. Gabriella Harnish of Normal and her husband put their two-bedroom ranch home on the market this summer, looking to get something bigger to accommodate their growing family. They thought it would take 4 or 5 months to sell.
She put it on the market on a Friday. We had a showing on Saturday, an open house on Sunday, and by Tuesday we had an offer accepted. So 4 days.
One reason for quick sales is low inventory, meaning there aren't many homes on the market in certain price ranges. Experts say a market is balanced when it would take around 5 months to sell off all the homes currently on the market. It's also known as the absorption rate. Some lower price ranges in Bloomington Normal have just 2 or 3 months of inventory. That imbalance makes it a seller's market. Armstrong says even the $400,000 plus range has just 4 months of inventory. Harnish and her husband, the quick sellers, were finally able to find a home they both wanted to buy. They'll move in next month.
We were looking for something that was move-in ready, but within our price range. And so that was a little difficult because kind of in that lower price range, some of those homes need work.
And you're in luck if you're selling in that $150,000 to $180,000 range, the seller's market, and then looking to move up and buy something over $300,000 where prices are falling. That's according to Monica Bullington, an independent agent at RE/MAX Rising in Bloomington. She was Harnish's agent.
$300,000 or even above that, you really get the opportunity to have it both ways, which is nice. Alternatively, if you're selling in a market that's more of a buyer's market where you have to compete and be aggressive, you know, you might take a loss on that, and then you're buying in a very competitive market if you're downsizing. So you really have to just understand the market in which you're moving in and out of, and that will help you, you know, make those decisions. State Farmers perhaps might be downsizing from those large houses into more modest, you know, family-sized homes. So you kind of just have to know what you're dealing with so you can make the right decision.
Meanwhile, new construction continues to struggle. Here's Keith Thompson, the loan officer.
There's no new construction going on at all. That is the segment of the market that is completely gone. It's kind of crazy.
As recently as 2010, McLean County was seeing a couple of hundred new homes built and sold every year. Last year, it was only 137, and only 42 have sold in the first 5 months of 2018. One reason, Armstrong says, is because of those higher-priced existing homes becoming more affordable.
Just because the housing market values went down in 2007 didn't mean the cost of a 2x4 went down. It's still the same. So it costs the same to build a house, but that 2,400 square foot house that you can build for $330, when you can buy it for $290 existing, you know, there's a level where it's acceptable. There's a percentage where it's acceptable. I personally think it's about 6 or 7%. If you can save 6 or 7% and buy existing, why wouldn't you do that? But there are certain people out there that they just don't want anything but new. They don't want to live in somebody else's house. So those people are willing to pay 6 or 7% more. They're not willing to pay 15% more.
So why can't home builders just build cheaper houses to fill up inventory in those lower price ranges? Because land is expensive, especially in farm-fertile McLean County. That leaves cutting corners in the construction side to lower the overall cost. Here's Keith Thompson.
You can't put a home out there anymore, or you can't create one or build one for anything close to 125. So, I mean, that'd be a lot, just development costs and stuff. So, you know, I think if there was a place where we could use more houses, it would be in the very low price ranges. But again, that's tough to create.
Sales numbers for June, typically one of the busiest months of the year, are expected to be released this week. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can see more housing sales data in an interactive graphic on our website, wglt.org.